Hello.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, all of a sudden, like you stopped in the middle of happy.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm so sorry. I was able to hear you, but for whatever reason, you were not able to hear me.
Yeah, no, we didn't. You can
Yeah,
say
I don't
that
know.
again, or
It cut out of
cut out.
nowhere, and I do apologize for that.
Oh, who knows who, why it cut out.
Yeah, I don't know. Technology can be a little finicky at times.
Yeah.
But what I was explaining was, at the time when we do reach out for the scheduling, we would be more than happy to go ahead and answer any questions that we can. And if we can't answer them, we can definitely make a note in the account for a tech to reach out to you and answer those questions. Absolutely.
All right.
And then as far as the installation goes, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine that best way to get you connected. They may install the drop cable, which is that cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If you do want to be home, we can also notate in that in your account that you would like to be home and kind of
Yeah, I
walk
mean,
through.
I would like to be here just to kind of see.
Yes, absolutely. So I'll put that right now. Would love to be contacted when drop work is being done. All right, perfect. And then, so what will happen is that they may bury the cable a few days before the installation appointment. That way you're all set up and all that needs to be done is that the tech comes into your home and sets up all the fiber and gets your modem and routers placed wherever you want. And at that point, they will also make sure that everything is working properly and they'll get you connected.
Now, is it a special router or just a regular router or?
So we offer a specific router that's included in our price. One other thing about it is that our prices are all inclusive. So there's no additional fees or taxes on top of that $69.99. The modem and router are included in the price. So you don't pay a rental fee or anything like that because I know sometimes some cable companies charge an equipment rental fee.
Check that out.
Yeah, so we include it all in the monthly price. That way we're very transparent and you know what you're paying for every month. Also the $69.99 will be effective for 2 years, and since it's a $10 discount, at the end of those 2 years it will go back up to $79.99, or if it does, due to inflation, go up, we will definitely make you aware. But other than that, we like to be very transparent. And we'd like to, kind of make sure that we're affordable.
That's nice.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all locals. We're headquartered here in Kingston, so that's kind of like part of what we want is we want to be able to provide those fiber services to areas that should have had it a long time ago, let's be honest.
Well, I mean, supposedly Verizon was coming in with fiber and never did.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the same thing from Optimum, but they're nowhere near where I live either, so.
Well, Optimum is only, I think, technically New Jersey.
No, so they
Yeah,
actually
it's
service
Highland.
Duchess.
They've got it in Highland. I know that
They
because
have Highland, they have Duchess, they have
my boss
Putnam.
had it, and he's in Highland.
Oh yeah, so they are up here. But again, they're like, "Oh yeah, sign up for our fiber services." And I'm like, I doubt that that's
Yeah.
even like a thing over here yet.
Yeah. My son had it down in New Jersey when he was down there for a while.
Oh yeah. And actually we're also offering we have a sub company that's also available in the Warwick area, which overlaps into parts of northern New Jersey as well. So,
So like
Archtop is
Butler?
now down there as well.
Oh, okay.
And then also, if they are not able to bury the cable that day that they come out to do that drop cable, they will definitely lay a temporary drop cable on the ground and they'll have it buried within 10 days. So we will coordinate to have that permanently buried. And
I
then
mean, I
if
can even dig a trench.
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you. I mean, you can definitely speak with them and let them know. I mean, it's at no cost, so
I
at
mean, I
this
know
time.
that you'd probably have to cut sidewalk and everything, and I really don't want the sidewalk cut. because they already got a couple pieces that's cracked from the people who removed the tree.
Oh, my. Okay. I will also put that in the notes, do not cut sidewalk. But I don't typically think we cut the sidewalk. I know that we do driveway boring, for example. So if the cable has to go underneath the driveway in order for it to go to the house, I do know that for a fact that we do driveway boring in order to be able to do that. That means that we have...
Because the driveway is kind of jacked up anyway, I guess I wouldn't really care.
We need a driveway.
If you put like a little small line in it.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't be cutting into it. We would just bore it. That means creating a little hole underneath the driveway that goes underneath until we get out the other end. That way we pass the cable through underneath the driveway and we don't disturb the driveway. Of course. So also, in order to maintain the consistent connection, that way you don't, you know, we don't want you to cancel with Spectrum until our fiber services are fully installed, because that way you still have internet connection even when we're installing.
Okay.
And since we don't use coaxial, we use fiber, it's two completely different things. So you can stay connected until we have, you know.
I'm somewhat in the IT.
Oh, awesome.
Business.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've thought about going into IT.
I actually, the place I worked in, well, up in Hudson, I actually did electrical, but they also looked at me to do a bunch of IT stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Stuff I couldn't do. I just reached out to my help desk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've been there. I've done that as well. When I worked for a retail store, I was kind of everybody's fix-it person. Now, the modem and router and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. What will happen at that time is you will receive a pre-labeled box to send all of the associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. That means the modem, the router, if you guys get a Wi-Fi extender, that as well. We do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to a $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame.
Okay.
But again, we also don't have any contracts, so we don't have termination fees. If you decide that the service is not for you, or if you decide to move and we don't service the new area yet, we don't hold you to a contract.
And that all has Ethernet ports to plug in the other devices?
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, I have a Wi-Fi. I use Ubiquiti.
Okay.
And I have it out on the porch.
Yeah, that makes sense. We do offer Wi-Fi extenders as well if you wanted to use our router. I do know that some people have opted to use their own, but if that does happen, we can't troubleshoot if there's an issue.
Well, I mean, that I would troubleshoot. You know, like I said, I do IT stuff, so...
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But if there was ever something that, you know, we could reboot or do anything like that with our regular routers that we provide to you, because we have routers that can hold up to, I think it's a maximum of 10 gigs for output, but right now we only offer the 1 gig and the 2 gig plan. So if you wanted to use your own router, you do have that option, but we do recommend using ours in case anything goes wrong.
I'm just saying, like, I have an access point, not...
Oh, okay.
This is just an access point.
Oh, yeah, then if it's just an access point, I don't see what the issue would be. And then also for any, questions regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can either call us or visit our website. You can also access the billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in the online account using the email that you provided to me today.
Okay.
So you will receive two emails. One will be the confirmation of your order, and the other one will be an invitation to sign into your Archtop Fiber online account.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It should provide you with a temporary password. You should not be registering on it. You should follow the link that's in the email, and it will ask you to log in. You will use the email that you provided to me today and the temporary password that should be in the email. Okay. If by some chance it does not provide you with a temporary password, you will go ahead and select forgot password, and it should send you a password change link.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Perfect. So you are all set.
One question. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
CJ.
BJ.
CJ, yes.
C as in Charlie?
C as in Charlie, yes.
CJ. Okay, C as in Charlie. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much.
But you are all set for the both of you, of course, and I really do appreciate that. And I look forward to being able to give you guys a call for install when it comes closer to that time, and we will definitely reach out. And
okay,
we'll schedule the
good.
Best day for you based on what your availability is.
Thank you.
How many other people in the area do you have signed up?
Quite a few, actually. We started providing service in March. A few a little bit sooner than that, but for when we really started picking up was in March, absolutely.
Okay.
So we've got quite a few that have signed up. A lot have actually switched directly from Spectrum. But, I mean, so far I've heard great things. I've handled a couple of issues, but nothing, like, crazy.
Okay, good.
And most people that I have spoken to are pretty happy with it. So,
yeah,
I mean, fiber really is just light pulses that are emitting the data, so it's a lot faster than the coaxial cables.
Good.
So, it's a better technology. We're bringing that better technology to an area that should have had it many years ago.
Yeah, great.
So.
I like that idea. Okay.
Well, if you have no other questions, definitely enjoy a wonderful weekend, although I know it's supposed to storm, unfortunately.
Is it? Okay.
I heard it's supposed to rain. Yeah, it's I'm not looking forward to it. I mean, Saturday looks cloudy, but then Sunday and Monday and Tuesday are definitely going to be stormy or rainy.
Oh.
So, but yeah, I absolutely hope that you both have a wonderful weekend, and definitely give us a call if ever you have any other questions. We'd be more than happy
Thank
to answer
you as
those.
Well.
Thank you so much for calling Archtop, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yep,
thanks.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.